The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Connect with ultra-fast speeds and our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
And good morning to you all. It's Oliver Callan here, minding the shop for Ryan Tuberty this morning for just today. And it is still November, yes. It's Friday the 13th, the second Friday the 13th of the year, because we had March Friday the 13th, which we will never forget. So Friday the 13th, if you're superstitious, don't walk under ladders or break mirrors or look a magpie from Carlo in the eye or something like that. And get in touch with the show. The text is 51551 and the email is ryan@rte.ie. And I'm on the Twitter machine and Instagram at @TheOliverCallan. And Insta will be important later on if you're a fan of Lego, so stay tuned. Now, we are more than halfway through our lockdown in the south, which means that, you know, the papers are full of it. We're just going back to tearing ourselves apart over which level we should get back to on December the 1st, when NPHET apply the clutch and we have to change the gears from level 5 while reversing around a corner and hopefully not knocking down every pub and shop in the country while we're doing it. And by the way, if you are in an affected business at the moment, do let us know how your wits are holding up. We'll try to cheer you up this morning. 51551, wash your hands, as they say. Yes, halfway in the south, but the north is a different story. And we know the Northern Assembly, it's a special place. You know, you could, as 2020 has done, turn the entire world upside down and shake it all around and everything changes. But the north, the parties up there, they will find a way to make everything exactly the same. No matter what the issue is, they get their red lines, they glue themselves to them, and then they roar at each other for a while and then stubbornly refuse to do anything about it until the very last squeak of the last minute before the deadline. And there was an interesting thing yesterday, because first of all, the executive in Stormont was supposed to meet at 3 and then it was delayed till 4:30, because in the meantime, they discovered that all the restrictions which were going to expire at what they thought was midnight last night was in fact midnight tonight. So there you go. Imagine relying on a government that can't even tell what day it is, navigating 1.5 million people through a pandemic. I'm sure it'll be all good. They did the deal in the end anyway, so something to do with another week of lockdown. And then they're going to open cafes and hairdressers, and then a week later, everything kind of sounds like everything is opening, which is like, yikes. By the way, it's interesting that they kept their shops open for their version of lockdown. So, you know, when everything opens up, there's going to be a temptation for Southerners to go back up north. That's going to be big. We're not far from the border, but you just have to hold on and be responsible and don't be going shopping in the north now. 51551, if you're in the north, by the way, and you know what's going on up there, because Tom Dooley was tweeting and it caught my eye. How on earth is Northern Ireland managing to achieve an infection rate so much higher than in the Republic? I mean, like, really, how is this done? So do let us know if you know what's happening up there. Yeah, the north is one of the many stories we'll be kicking on Callan's Kicks, which is still going on this evening. Still have yet to finish it. Along with Micheál Martin's call with Joe Biden, of course. Trump is still sulking and skulking around the White House. He's like kind of an unhappy meal taking human form. But the free toy will be probably a subpoena for his tax returns, I presume, the minute he leaves office. Lots of people angry, of course, at Leo Varadkar about his don't book your flights for Christmas statement. He'll have to go into the blunder bunker for a bit longer as well. I mean, he just can't do any right lately, is he? That's all this evening anyway, 6:30. We won't go into it now because what else is happening? Lots of sport, of course. Loads and loads, so much sport cancelled this year that it all seems to be just happening on this coming weekend. There are people, you know, their houses are going to look like air traffic control and the stock market with just loads of screens going, because you're going to have a bit of the Masters golf on that screen, and then you're going to sellotape an iPad to the wall so you can keep a track on the hurling, and there's a bit of football as well. You have the Connacht football final and the Leinster and Munster finals in hurling, I think I've got that right, and there's Katie Taylor who's in fight. Then you've got the UEFA Nations League thing, which is not to be confused with the Rugby Nations Cup, which starts this evening. Yes. So a feast for the eyes and a puzzle for the brain, that one indeed. And of course, we were all glued, sadly and glumly, to the England-Ireland match last night, 3-0. First time we've lost to England since 1985. It's the first time we've lost to England since fungi came first to Ireland. But the only sport really last night was people just hoping for Jack Grealish to just have a terrible night. You know, that shite hawk, Jack Grealish, who switched But he had a great night, fortunately, so we kind of had to turn our attention to other things, which was to slag the fact that ITV, they mistakenly had the subtitled basically Aron Nevean, but they didn't have the words to Aron Nevean on your screen if you're watching with subtitles, because one punter spotted that they in fact put up the words to Ireland's Call. I mean, they went into all sorts of problems there. They have no idea how sticky that situation. Paul Zanahi tells us, in one of the strangest and arguably most offensive gaffes committed against the people of Ireland by Her Majesty's United Kingdom in recent memory, the people who managed the closed caption at ITV mistakenly subtitled the words of Ireland's Call as the Irish football team sang along to Aron Nevean. Well, they weren't singing from what I saw. There was not a person even mouthing the words, but why would you? It is an empty stadium after all. Interesting they stuck with the stadium announcer. I thought that was extra eerie to hear that big voice just reverberating around Wembley Stadium, omens of what was to come. Balls.ie goes on, it's been a surreal week living on this island and looking out at the rest of the world. The trailer of Wild Mountain Thyme revealed how antiquated America's view of this country is. Now, ITV have shown they don't know which of our anthems is which. And it has made us sad, hasn't it, Wild Mountain Thyme? I mean, it's all over the place this week. It was even on the 6 o'clock news. And it's just all about that sort of accent. I mean, I have a theory that the dialect coaches, they've always tried to teach American actors how to speak Kerry, you know, so they kind of do, oh, yeah, I have that, yeah, lilting musical thing. And then everything just comes out, oh, I'm muddled it out. It's just terrible altogether. Oh, holy, holy. Actually, and one of the things about Wild Mountain Thyme that I don't think has been discussed enough is the fact that it's based on a Scottish folklore song. I mean, Will You Go, Lassie Go is more Scottish, I think, than Irish. I mean, I'd like to call it Celtic, but I don't think we recognise that as a very Irish ballad. 51551 is the text. What are you saying in the text already? I live in Antrim and I'm baffled and bewildered at what's happening up here. It feels very much a case of money over the health of the people, says Sarah. Well, that's a debate taking place all over the world, but we don't know. No one seems to know why it's spreading so exponentially, which is a favourite word of COVID experts, isn't it? Exponentially spreading up in the north, and is very much affecting Dunyanall, of the people up in Tyrconnell there, very upset as well. And there's kind of finger wagging going, well, the rest of the country might be coming out of level five, but Donegal, we'll have to keep an eye on ye. Back to Wild Mountain Thyme, yes. Lots of people, of course, discussing very bad accents, and there have been loads of history. Everyone goes on about Tom Cruise in Far and Away. Would you look at me, lovely head, Sharon? Tap of the morning to you. It was really bad. Now, Amy O'Connor, who is a popular journalist and writer on Twitter, said, we must never forget Deborah Messing's accent in the play The Wild Mountain Thyme is based on, which is outside Mullingar. Deborah Messing, of course, of Will and Grace. Now, Deborah Messing didn't really get the sarcasm in Amy's tweet. So she went, oh my God, thank you so much, Amy. To be fair, it is a very difficult accent. I had a brilliant dialect coach named Stephen Gabbas. Thanks for the memory. She probably should have realised the little bit of sarcasm, because Amy also posted the clip of Deborah Messing's Irish accent, which went like this.
Oh, but you bring him here to look me over like I was a red heifer.
It's as bad as that. A red heifer! And just great cow lines in that whole play, isn't there? This John Patrick Stanley, who directed Moonstruck and somehow just thought he just knew Ireland from afar. From afar and away, he knew it. So obviously when Deborah Messing was being pointed out to her that Amy O'Connor was being sarcastic with you now, top of the morning to you, she deleted her tweet. But not before Susan Sarandon liked it. And now everyone's wondering, is Susan Sarandon enjoying the sarcasm, or is she genuinely thinking that this sounds like an Irish accent?
Oh, but you bring him here to look me over like I was a red heifer?
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. But I think the legendary one, and it's kind of, it's unforgivable, because Jamie Dornan himself as an Irishman couldn't do the Irish accent. And again, this is I'm going to digress here slightly again. The Northern accent is kind of like impervious in every direction. So people down here find it the hardest accent to do. And people from the North generally can't do other accents. That's a theory I have. There's a few people. I know Patrick Keelty has been kind of known as a mimic, but it's a tough one. They're connected to the Americans, which is why Rory McIlroy, the Masters, sound like he's just American. Graeme McDowell is just totally American. You know, I just like, just sounds like he's from Alabama now, because you can almost hear musically they're kind of connected. You know, like American and Northern Ireland. There's a melody there that's connected. Pierce Brosnan is another Irishman who's appeared as an Irishman in film. He can't do it. And this is a legendary piece from a film called Taffin, which nobody saw. It's about a hard-knuckled Irishman who has to, you know, take on big corporate interests in a country town. And this is the only bit of Taffin that has ever survived on the internet. And it's not even just the way, the accent, but it's the way he says this line.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
That's Pierce Brosnan. Didn't he play a kind of a Gerry Adams figure as well at one stage? And they tried to do an Ardner next and it just sounded like it was just mangled. Yes, now there's a lot. Let's move on from accents and stuff like that. And let's go to Christmas, because I know this show is generally quite Christmassy. And John Lewis, everyone's waiting on John Lewis's Christmas ad to drop, as the kids say. And it has landed this morning and it's online. We watched it upstairs and mixed reaction, not a cold reaction, I have to say. I didn't feel terribly moved, probably because we've all decided that the super value ad is the thing and everyone is talking about that, particularly because it's all about, you know, it's got a very pleasant twist in that it's about granddad coming home and will he get here and so on. And it's very busy as well. The John Lewis ad just kind of goes from live action into animation and even go back to live action. And there's kind of like other things in the background or they're still animated. And of course, everyone gets excited about the song. What cover will be done beautifully, melodically for Christmas? It's a song you wouldn't have heard of. It's called A Little Love. It's an original song by Celeste. And, it's busy and it's just not doing it for us. But maybe it'll take time, because it goes on telly tomorrow night for the first time on ITV's The Voice on Saturday. But it's online right now if you want to have a look at that. Some sad news related to Christmas in the Irish Times. Casual traders who sell goods in Dublin's Henry and Mary Street in the run-up to Christmas have criticised Dublin City Council's decision to not allow stalls to operate this year on health and safety grounds. Sadie Grace, chair of the Committee for Casual Trading, said the group had been negotiating with the council for weeks on how to safely sell their wares, but they're disappointed with the final decision. They confirmed, the council that is, that the traditional Christmas trading on Henry Street and Mary Street will not take place in December due to COVID-19 restrictions. This, for me, since a kid coming up to Dublin, has been the atmosphere of shopping in Dublin. It's like, you know, it's the get your wrapping paper and all the kind of the lights and everything going, and it's outdoors. But Sadie Grace, she has been selling goods from a Christmas stall for over 60 years. She said the traders have been engaging with the council on the issue since the summer. They were willing to take all the necessary measures to protect themselves. She says, I don't want to stand in my stall and get COVID. I want to keep people safe. I want to keep myself safe. No one would be welcome in my stall without a mask. I've never missed a Christmas in my whole life. My mother used to sell out there and my uncle got his first license for selling holy pictures 80 years ago. It's been hard work, but it's lovely. And it sounds like it's a sad one. And it does. Maybe there will be a compromise. We don't know, because they're rightly pointing out that other Christmas markets may still go ahead and other markets generally could still be open. So the committee on Henry Street and Mary Street in Dublin are upset. Gráinne Quinn is another one. She's head of the Irish Organisation of Markets and Street Traders. And she says, you know, they rely on this money every year. And she had hoped that they'd wait another couple of weeks before making the final decision. So watch that story. What's happening on the text? 51551. Time is, TH is pronounced like the TH in Thames. I know what you're doing there. Yeah, it's just a T sound. Lots of love, says the grammar police in Leitrim, which is Liz, who obviously loves the Thames, the River Thames. The River Thames, you see, it's a bit like in England, they have a big famous street called Pall Mall, which is P-A-L-L-M-A-L-L. It's clearly Paul Mall, because, you know, they don't say Ball, you know, when they kick one. It's just the English language just doesn't make any sense. Oliver, I live near Newry. Yesterday, I counted 13 cars with Irish registration plates. I think they mean Southern. Dublin, Roscommon, Cavan, Westmeath, even Kerry to name but a few. That was in a single car park. And it's been like this all year, says Sive. So the Southerners are coming up and they're shopping in Newry. I think it's technically not illegal, isn't it? It's just we're asking people to be responsible and act like you can. Don't forget there are people from the south who work and do essential work in the north and vice versa. The border is kind of, you know, it's a political thing. The people's lives go over and back the border. A loyal listener in the States here, I've just heard the discussion of the Super Value ad, so I decided to see if I could find it online. Indeed, I was able to. I won't spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. Well, I think most of us have seen it, and I've already spoiled it, so hopefully they've seen it. But I'm just bawling my eyes out. Brilliant, great job by the TBWA ad agency, says Claire. They're getting lots of praise. It's in the Irish Daily Mail as well, broken down into 14 shots there. Every family's Christmas wish come true. And on the subject of people coming home, Annie West, and particularly people, you know, who are coming home to see family, Annie West has tweeted, "What do we do if Joe Biden says he wants to come home for Christmas?" Which is a kind of, you know, to kind of go, sorry now, Uncle Joe, it's just you're supposed to, you know, you're not supposed to be coming in here. So I'm afraid just, and he'll just be going, "It's malarkey, tomfoolery." Anyway, I want to go quickly to some good news as well, because third level students are to receive €250 refunds in the coming weeks. They're going to get refunds of credit notes. The Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris, told the Oireachtas Education Committee on Thursday that those eligible for refunds will be undergraduate students who've paid the €3,000 student registration fee who are in receipt of the SUSE grants. So these are once-off payments. They're compensating students for the move towards greater online learning this year. Well, towards greater online. It's been total online learning for a lot of people missing out on that college experience. Simon Harris also confirmed the more than 2,000 additional higher education course places that were created in order to ease the CAO points pressure in September would be retained in the system over the coming years, which is good news for stressed out students going from school into college. And by the way, the Leaving Cert, as in the written Leaving Cert, because some people opted not to do the graded systems thing, the automatic graded thing. They opted to sit the paper Leaving Cert and wear their arms out writing. And that starts on Monday. So lots of cramming going on over the weekend. And the best of luck to everybody doing that. And indeed, everybody who is in houses with people who are cramming, because sure, we're all on top of each other all year. Before we go to our little tune, actually, The Weeknd has just been announced. He's going to get the Super Bowl 2021 halftime show, following in the footsteps of Prince, Madonna, Lady Gaga and Beyonce. So The Weeknd, who had a huge year, Blinding Lights. We're not going to play it now because it's been played a lot. He's going to be the halftime show. And you just hope there's going to be somebody there. It happens in Florida on February 7th, on Sunday, February 7th, in Tampa Bay in Florida. And I don't think anyone, in fairness, we don't expect big crowds to be crammed into stadiums, do we? You know, the super fast GA championship is underway at the moment. And, you know, the vaccine is coming if it's approved and all that. It'll probably take the best part of 2021, but it'll be easier if there's an end in sight. So keep our spirits up. Don't stop talking about the accents. Shout out to Daisy Edgar-Jones. She was fab in Normal People. Yes, the best Irish accent I've heard from a non-Irish actor in a thing this year. And Daisy Edgar-Jones doesn't get the credit she deserves, actually, from Normal People. A lot of talk about Paul Mescal. Obviously, he's one of her own and he's Kildare's favourite and all that. But not enough. Not enough about Daisy Edgar-Jones. I think she has actually, doesn't she have an Irish parent? But they're from the north, so they wouldn't be able to do any accents south. So that's extra kudos for Daisy Edgar-Jones. Prove me wrong. 51551. It's 20 past nine. Good morning to you. It's a bopper. That's Janelle Monáe and Dance Apocalyptic. And there's a real bang of the old Jackson 5 off that, isn't there? Kind of nice little bopper to get you up and running. Now, I want to go to the front page of the Irish Daily Mirror this morning, because the headline is COVID Kills the Shift. And it's about young people, according to Ciara Phelan, the political correspondent. Young people are being robbed of getting the shift in nightclubs by the coronavirus pandemic, a Fianna Fáil senator has said. Malcolm Byrne added, "They don't want to sit at home with mam and dad watching telly. They want to be out, getting a kiss or a snog on the dance floor." The Wexford senator told the Mirror they are missing out on getting the shift. It's about being able to go to Coppers or the local nightclub. Now, as much as I want to kind of laugh slightly and say, well, there's an app for that now, Malcolm. They probably are using it, the young people. But there is a serious message here, and it's all about, you know, kind of the anxiety and the depression that young people are suffering, and that kind of sense of loneliness, and particularly in these formative years when people are going through their first love and everything. And it brings me to an email from a listener. Ryan@rte.ie is the email. And this listener says, this is the first time I've put pen to paper to any radio station, but I really feel the need to do it to you today. I'm doing so with tears in my eyes and will try to articulate as best I can. My daughter is a kind, loving, reliable, considerate young girl who always puts family and friends first and will go out of her way to help anyone. The problem is she's not met anyone to share her life with. And now during this awful time, it's not looking likely anytime soon. She has been out with guys, but was never in a relationship for more than a few months. At this stage, she's not holding out much hope of meeting that significant other. With pubs and nightclubs being closed for the foreseeable future in Dublin, it's nearly impossible now. Are there other parents out there who are in the same position? Like me, watching their son or daughter's lives, passing them by, going from work to home and back again, day after day, week after week. Is there any way for people to connect now to help form new friendships and possible relationships? I'd love to hear what other parents have to say about this. If you could open it up to your listeners, please don't read out my name on air. My daughter gets very down about this. It breaks her heart, says an anonymous listener there. So do get in touch if you have any tips or if you're experiencing this kind of thing as well in your home. 51551. I suppose talking about it is always the answer to these things. If there is someone who's lonely, some, you know, those kind of things that no one wants to discuss around the house and it's maybe hanging over like that kind of black cloud, Paul, you just have to, everyone just discuss it and it makes it easier, and that's the way you let off steam. But do get in touch. Ryan@rte.ie's email, 51551. And let's see if, you know, COVID is killing the shift, as the Irish Daily Mirror says there. Let's take a little break.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, welcome back. We have some texts in on that story about the mother who's worried about her daughter not meeting anybody. Hi, Oliver. For people who are single, irrespective of age, this is such a lonely time. I haven't had a hug for 8 months now. There are very few possibilities for meeting anyone at the moment. I'm in my 40s, attractive, warm and funny, but the prospect of starting a relationship seems far off. Sending love and courage to all those experiencing loneliness right now. You are not alone in this, as contradictory as this might sound, says Nina. And here, Nina, you're not alone. Have a chat, you know, get in touch, stay in touch with people, use the phone, use whatever technology you have available. Get in touch with us, 51551 is the text. Oliver, about that young girl who's living with parents. My 25-year-old daughter was in the same position, living with parents, working from home, no chance to meet anyone. She decided to go into a house share in Dublin. She didn't know the people beforehand and has now made some great friends, new circle and a bit of crack in their own bubble. So that is a sign of courage and a bit of hope there. It's a dramatic move if you can have the confidence to do it, but it worked out for that person there. Hi, Steve here. I haven't been able to go out at night since March. I loved going to bars, nightclubs, live gigs and so on. I'm very depressed as I'm stuck in and I can't meet anybody. So, I mean, there is help available. If you are feeling low, please just do talk to people, and there are plenty of support lines out there. Pieta House, Samaritans. And, you know, just talk to your friends. Let people know how you're feeling and what's going on inside in your mind. We can, if we dwell in our heads, it can be an unpleasant place and you can't see the wood from the trees half the time. And it may not always be as bad as you think. So do get in touch with people. And actually, on that note, I want to mention a fundraiser for Outhouse. Outhouse is a community resource centre for LGBT people, their families and friends. It's been going over 20 years on Capel Street in Dublin. And like those people are texting us, it's been kind of a place for people from that community to feel safe and to go and meet people and to just be out and about. So it's obviously been very difficult for them. So how do they raise money? Like so many charities suffering at this stage, they've created Arthouse. It's an online fundraising event that actually helps two causes in one go. It's a live and online contemporary art auction, and it really is a great selection of art. I was on it this morning. Very nice things there for the home or a Christmas gift, and it won't cost the world either. There's even a piece by Thelma Mansfield of this parish. Yes, she's in there as well. She's an artist. Buyers will be supporting both Outhouse to help keep that open and all the supports it provides, and the artists as well behind the piece who've also had a dreadful year. So go to outhouse.ie and you have until next week to bid online for some fabulous art. And sure, you'll only feel good about yourself in the process as well. Outhouse.ie. So, lots of people doing stuff to raise our spirits and to help each other out in these tough times. It's about 9:45 now, so we'll take a little bit of a song, and I think it'll be an Irish tune. Big finish there. That's Dublin band Inhaler and My Honest Face, Love Inhaler. That's a gig I would go to now, I must say. I'd probably be the oldest person there, but, you know, I'd still go to it. I think they were due to play Dublin gigs in the current time, which nobody can at the moment. Now, to those who were lonely and loveless in COVID, that mother who texted in about her daughter, come on, lady, wakey, wakey. So many people are in their 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s and beyond who have always been alone and no chance of meeting anyone. COVID will ease soon. Your daughter will get out there. Some people never will. Read some real William Trevor short stories and you will feel better about your daughter's plight. Well, there's someone for everyone. I mean, that's kind of a... Some people never will. Unless they're in a closed convent, maybe. My daughter, another texter says, finally met a lovely guy on Tinder. They are having to manage COVID and social distancing and travel restrictions. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. They are actually nice guys out there and Tinder can work. Good luck to your daughter. Like most of us, she just wants to be loved and she'll get there. Yeah, we just want to be loved. We're just fragile little humans trying to muddle our way through. And look, when you can't change the circumstances of the world, what you can do is change your attitude to it. That's a psychobabble thing. I know it's difficult to get there, but talk, talk, talk and get it off your chest. And hello, please, a shout out to Lots & Co, a new grocery store opening in Clontarf in Dublin this morning. It's creating 50 new jobs and promoting a lot of Irish suppliers. They've also a great store in Dublin for, says Rena James. So, you know, bula bus for everybody involved there and happiness. We're going to be talking Lego after the break. And we're just about almost out of time. But yeah, Dublin Bricks, that's the Lego thing. Just time for a little text on this, on the loveless and lonely during COVID. I live alone in my 40s, Oliver. Utterly delighted with life. I'm certainly not dismissing the feelings over others, but living alone equals loneliness is not an automatic equation. Well, certainly not, because you can be alone in large crowds, as we know. But this other texter, Alison, says, my beautiful daughter was in the same position for many years in her 20s, felt so lonely and sorry for herself, but she kept plugging away using Tinder, being very selective, met a few nice guys and some creeps, but nearly 4 years ago met a fab guy who's now building their own home and getting married in the summer of 2021. Her own words, you just have to keep getting out and accept that it will take time. So steel yourself, says Alison, and look after yourself. That's all the time we have for today. Callan's Kicks is on the radio this evening. Ryan is back on Monday. Claire Byrne is next.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.